Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
We're not to be feared.
We're not a gang at all. Like, gangs are posers. They just want attention.
No, it did not. If it fired first, it was a paintball. And there were six ships.
I am very concerned because even though I am American citizen, I was born American citizen.
We find evidence of illegal behavior. We will be extremely
blah,
forced.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now, isn't that lovely?
Famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is a show where truth is our bitch. And to get you to that truth, we take you through the looking glass every night. Coming up, a woman sues Google for giving her bad directions, bad walking directions. She got run over by a car. Plus, a new poll says more Americans want immigration laws similar to the one in Arizona. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com, where right now you can watch live streaming video of the show, listen to live streaming audio of the show, download tonight's show tomorrow if you'd like to your iPod, download it anything you download it to. You can also check out our archives. Big news on our archive front. Just go to our website. We'll tell you all about it. We'd like to just salute a couple of affiliates tonight, starting this shortened Memorial Weekend week. In Denver, our affiliate KRCN, 1060 AM, and the great people in Chattanooga, Tennessee, WPLZ, 95.3 FM, where we are heard in Chattanooga. Great people, all of them. And welcome to our program this evening. So the story we have here later on, by the way, in addition to Darren Brown, who we're going to be talking with in just a moment, he's an attorney at law, and I'm going to ask him about this Google lawsuit, and you and I can together explore another lawsuit that seems a little out there. Later on in the program, we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about the new A-Team movie, which is coming out, and will it pose security problems? In Salt Lake City, a pedestrian injured by a motorist while following an online route has filed a lawsuit claiming Google Incorporated supplied unsafe directions. Lauren Rosenberg filed a lawsuit on Thursday seeking more than $100,000. And she filed this in U.S. District Court in Utah, also named a motorist that she says hit her. Rosenberg said used her phone in January. Obviously, maybe it's an iPhone or something. Used her phone in January to download directions from one end of Park City to the other, Park City, Utah. Google Maps led her to a four-lane boulevard without sidewalks that was not necessarily safe for pedestrians, according to the lawsuit filed by the Northridge, California resident, which is suburban Los Angeles. Now, let's get on the line here. Darren Brown is an attorney at law here in Southern California to tell us more. And really, when we talk about lawsuits or, people being sued, and I don't really know. I should say I don't really know. I don't know what it means when it comes to product safety, which is why we have Darren on the phone with us. Darren, and how are you this evening, sir?
I'm very good, and I thank you for having me on your program to address this very important problem. I think it is a problem, and I think the lawsuit, while some people, I heard you at the very beginning of your program, still say that perhaps it's trivial, we have a separation here from civil to criminal. This is a civil lawsuit, and I think that when a product is advertised and it claims to provide a certain service, whether it is a company, a product that is produced by the company, I think they have to live up to what it is they claim, and they certainly have to answer for any injury that is suffered by anyone using that product.
Well, is this really a product that is being provided by Google, or is this just, is there a difference? Let me ask you this, Darren. Is there a difference between a product that is provided by a company and what you would call a information?
Well, yeah, there is. There's a difference between what we call in the law. You have two areas that are defined by both product, by service, by information, and informative, and you also have an area that is defined by individuals that either work or promote that product. In this case, Google provided a product, which is the direction. If I can say, the attorney involved in this, Alan Young, when I read this originally, and I saw that this lawsuit had been filed in Superior Court. I was very impressed because Google is a company that has an enormous resource, and I don't think it's really been tested in court when it comes to their company and their service and their product and perhaps their culpability in any injury that has been suffered by any customer of theirs. So I really have to tip my hat to Alan Young. And he also has opened our eyes to what it is that Google does. And obviously, Google's a company that has benefited handsomely over the many years doing business with different companies. So Alan Young, who's the attorney of record here for Ms. Rosenberg, has exploited a breach in the wall that surrounds these corporations that I wish I'd thought of. There's an enormous amount of money to be made.
All right, but let me just get back to the question that I have here for you, which is
Certainly. Which is
it a product? I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, what we're talking about with what the attorney here has sculpted, Mr. Young, is a woman who had gotten from Google a set of directions to find her way through Park City, Utah. She wound up being injured as a result of this product or service, as a result of this information or this informational nugget, if you will, that Google provided. It's a brilliant lawsuit from two standpoints. There's a very real chance that the law will protect Ms. Rosenberg here. The second part of this is the brilliance, I think, of Alan Young in exploiting for the first time potentially something that will open, as I mentioned, a breach, a larger entree or avenue into Google and the money that they have. So if you're a lawyer looking at this case today, as I am, and there are millions of lawyers all over the world looking at this case, you're kind of kicking yourself a little bit and wondering why perhaps you hadn't thought of it, or if you had thought of it, why you hadn't made a move faster. It's really, it potentially could yield a lot of money.
All right, well, you're talking about the, and I understand you're talking about the, excuse me again for interrupting.
No, it's all right.
You're talking about potentially the amount of money that can be made in a lawsuit like this. But what I was mostly looking at...
Well, Phil, if I could interrupt you, the potential for the money to be made from a Google, obviously, is much greater. It could very well, as we speak, be the largest company in the world at this point, in terms of cash earnings, cash outlay, in terms of the capital resources that they have, the capital expenditures, stock price. If you put it all into a big machine, into a big blender, and you want to ask yourself what kind of milkshake comes out of that blender, you're looking at a very expensive milkshake. It's a groundbreaking lawsuit.
Right. But I have to ask you, is it not a frivolous lawsuit to say I followed these directions exactly and I went across the street and I got hit by a car and that's just bad and I'm going to sue Google?
Well, if I follow your question, you're asking me, why should Google be held accountable for the...
No. What I'm asking is this. Here's a woman who's an adult woman, and she has a set of directions, and she walked across a street, and she was hit by a car. Does she not have the responsibility to look where she's going?
Well, that is a question that will be addressed, I'm sure, in the court and with the police report. And it's a question I'm sure that the judge will look at, and that the, depending upon how they adjudicate this, that whatever the adjudicating body is, the judge or a jury. But I think you're going to see a settlement here that could be very, very beneficial to Ms. Rosenberg. Look at how big Google is in comparison to other companies.
But hold on, Mr. Brown, I realize that they're big. I'm asking you a question here. You're telling me how big a company this is.
But that is the, if you're asking me as a lawyer, and you're asking other lawyers, why this case is an interesting case, It's the reason why we all got into the law. We want to see justice done, and we want to see those people protected who need to be protected. And we also then look across the street, and we see what is the other guy doing? What's another lawyer doing? What are the other lawyers doing? I want to see justice done. What is another lawyer doing? He's suing some of the biggest companies in the world, getting them to settle out of court, and accruing for his client an enormous amount of money, and you look across the street and you see that going on, and you say, that is something also that I want to be involved in.
And well, do you want to be involved in justice?
I want to be involved in justice. I want to also, I'm looking at Google, and let's talk about justice for a minute. Is it just for this lawyer, Alan Young, to have said, I'm going to sue Google because my client was hit by a car? Is it just that he is the only lawyer that can have a good idea like that? Is it not just that I am allowed to sue Google? Is it not just that...
Well, I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I'll give you just an idea of that. If you can sue Google for bad walking directions, you can certainly sue Google for bad driving directions. You can certainly sue Google for a violation of privacy with regard to the street view on Google Maps.
Oh, you mean the photographs?
Yeah, the photographs. You can sue Google for violation of privacy with regard to the satellite photograph, the overhead photograph. If I could enhance a Google photograph just for the sake of argument, a street-level photograph that showed a woman being raped, and God forbid, Phil, that would ever happen. And
well, how would they miss something like that?
If I could enhance a photograph that Google has taken of the street view showing a woman being violently assaulted, this is potentially an enormous settlement, and it is potentially larger than the layout that Google, I'm sure, will have to make to this Ms. Rosenberg. So you do want to tip your cap to Alan Young. You do want to tip your cap to Lauren Rosenberg. But is it just that lawyer, because she came to him and said, I want to sue Google for bad walking directions, and that attorney said, this is a great idea, and she didn't come to Darren Brown, she didn't come to lawyer X, she didn't come to lawyer Y or lawyer Z. Where is the justice? Well, the justice, I think, is in the fact that we can exploit, there are other areas to exploit Google.
And well, you've been talking an awful lot about exploiting Google, but I haven't heard a whole lot here about the merits of the lawsuit.
Well, it's all part and parcel. When you talk about justice, you're talking about the justice not only for the client, you're talking about the justice for the attorney involved. When his colleagues and when his co-professionals are able to exploit one of the largest companies in the world for an enormous amount of money, and you don't have any piece of that, then you want to say, well, open the door a little bit wider so I can get in.
All right, Darren Brown joins us here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the lawsuit, a lady in Utah suing Google for the walking directions that she got on her phone. Darren Brown's on the line with us, and he's talking about the potential for millions of dollars to be had from Google. As I listen to him, he's talking about I said, well, what's just here? And he said the justice is really in this lawyer, Alan Young, who is suing Google, opening the door wider for other attorneys to get in and have at Google. So is this a lawsuit in your minds is this lawsuit going to just simply open the door, as he says, to expose Google to more lawsuits because Google has so much money? Or am I missing what Mr. Brown is saying? I thought it was about the feasibility of this lawsuit, What's the word? I'm missing it, Jace. Well, you know what I mean. When they call a lawsuit that is frivolous. 877-876. Phil, your call's coming up next for our guest attorney, Darren Brown. 877-876-Phil, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Phil, 877-876-Phil, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome to the week here after, I hope you had a beautiful Memorial Weekend. We did. And over at Facebook, we were honoring winners of the Congressional Medal of Honor. And it was fun because there were people saying, gee, I never knew that man's story. I never knew that woman's story. I didn't know there was a woman who won the Congressional Medal of Honor. So that was the kind of cornball stuff we were doing. It was a great weekend. And beautiful weather, too. Darren Brown joins us. We're talking about the lawsuit filed by a California woman who was in Utah. She's filing a lawsuit against Google because she says that the walking directions given to her by Google were wrong, and she got hit by a car, and she was seriously injured. I'm talking here, Darren, though, about the frivolousness of the lawsuit.
Yes.
about how the lawsuit itself, then we'll get to some phone calls. We have some people who want to talk to you. 877-876-PHIL. About how so many of us in this country, dare I say most of us, are tired of frivolous lawsuits.
There's no question about it. There's no question.
Well, where do you rank this lawsuit? A woman who says, oh, I think I'll get walking directions. Oh, I'm going to follow these walking directions. Oh, I just got hit by a car. I'm going to sue Google.
There's no question that there is a drain on the system. We've talked about tort reform before, and certainly it was a big part of the presidential campaign, and it was a big part of the health care debate. If you look at the largest companies in the world, you look at the largest companies in America right now, if you look at an attorney like Alan Young, who's representing Lauren Rosenberg, and what he's done, he has decided he's going to go and take a bite out of the biggest company, one of the biggest companies in the world. I want to tell you a story, Phil. It won't take very long because I know you have phone calls.
But I want to get to the feasibility of the frivolousness of the lawsuit.
Let me tell you a story, and I won't take that long. British Petroleum was on my list. I had British Petroleum in the crosshairs. I was going to file a massive class action lawsuit against British Petroleum. And within 2 weeks, this explosion happens on the platform in the Gulf. And now the lawsuit that we had planned, which had to do with credit cards and mobility between credit cards, we won't be heard in a court because right now the lawsuits are going to be heard on this. This is the injustice that I'm talking about, and the injustice that, of course, you were referring to, that Alan Young will get a taste of Google. The other attorneys across this country that are looking to how I would love to sue Walmart. I would love to sue Walmart. I would love to be able to sue a Microsoft. But how? And so this is, I hear you when you talk about injustice, but it's a little bit larger.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. On the line with me is James. James, you're on the
yes.
Phil Henry Show here with Darren Brown. Go ahead, sir.
Mister, I'm on your side. I hear you talking to this lawyer. You're asking for a definitive explanation as to the merit of this lawsuit. And this lawyer is telling you how it's such a great opportunity to sue the biggest company in the world and for other lawyers to jump on
the bandwagon. You understand that this what happened to this woman was the result of the intransigence of a large company.
Well, we understand it. So what are we going to do now?
One of the largest companies in the world almost had a woman killed. Almost had her killed.
Well, but that's not... Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, that's exactly what this is about.
Well, okay, great. It is. What's the responsibility of Google is what this case is about. It's not about you,
right.
Sir, a lawyer, having your
it's
foot in the door. There you go. Other lawyers can line their pockets. That's what you've been talking about.
No,
that's
I
what
didn't
I've been
say
hearing.
That.
Well, that's what I've been hearing.
If I misunderstood by the gentleman, the point is that we had Mr. Henry asked me about justice. And
well,
I responded
exactly.
to him. I responded to him by saying, is it just for me to be planning such a lawsuit against BP and then have that platform explode, and now the lawsuits against BP that will be heard have more to do with the oil leak than anything having to do with credit cards. Is that just?
Well, let me ask you a question. If
yes,
this lady, she was looking for directions on Google, going to Chicago and wound up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, whose fault is that? Is it her fault
you're asking me a hypothetical. We never deal with hypotheticals, but I would say... It would be Google's fault.
Because the lady couldn't follow the directions right? It's only common sense. Aren't we supposed to look both ways before we cross the street? You follow me?
It's an exploitable situation. I understand. I understand. But you're telling me that Google, which has enough money... They have enough money to lift her up and carry her to Kalamazoo.
No, but it doesn't matter if they have enough money to buy the whole world. Just because Google's got enough money to take this to court, knowing there's a possibility there could be a settlement, it won't go to a jury trial.
Let me ask you.
Great.
I'll try to address it this way.
That can come through. So that opens the door for other individuals to knock on lawyers' doors and say, I got a case, and a lawyer will say, great. They just got sued one time. We can sue them again and again and again for idiotic
all
stuff.
Right. No. I'll address it this way, sir. when I listen to you talk, it sounds as if you may have what dentists call a lateral lisp. Do you know what a lateral lisp is?
No, sir, but you can explain it to me. I'm open.
All right. Well, it sounds like this. There's a, it's like it's the side of the mouth. Now, it's not serious, but I notice it because I've done a lot of legal work in this area. If you sued the largest dental corporation in the world, which I don't know which one that is, and you lost, and you went through life spitting out the side of your mouth, whose fault is that? That's what I'm talking about.
And well, we got to take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Darren Brown on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I told him that, too.
877-876-PHIL. Darren Brown joining me as we talk here about Google and the lawsuit that's been filed against Google by a woman in Utah claiming that she, the walking directions she's got her run over. Is there such a thing, Darren? We'll get to some more phone calls here at 877-876-PHIL. Is there such a thing as someone walking in front of a car, getting hit by the car, and it being their fault?
I'm sure there is. I would not debate that for a moment, which is still depending upon where they were.
All right, then is it possible that this woman walked in front of a car and got hit by the automobile that was bearing down on her, and it was her fault, regardless of the directions she got?
In the case of Lauren Rosenberg, and the way that Alan Young has sculpted this case, and the reason why it is, it's really a well-thought-out lawsuit, and I think if you saw it, if you were a lawyer, and I know there are lawyers like myself looking at it today, and it's like a work of art. If you were, as a broadcaster, I suppose you can listen to a radio show or watch a television program and say, this is a very good thing. This is a work of art, and I'll tell you why. She got hit by an automobile while in possession of directions that told her where to go, not directions from a cop, not directions from the Yellow Pages. These were not directions that she got at a gas station. She was hit by an automobile. She walked in front of an automobile, yes. It was dark. She might have been wearing dark clothing. Let's give you, and those that would detract, I'll give you everything. The woman was wearing black. It was a dark night. The street was not lit. She walked directly in front of an automobile, and it hit her. She was in possession of directions from one of the largest companies in the world, Google. And what Mr. Young is...
All right, right there. There you go. One of the largest companies in the world, Google. Okay.
But allow me to finish. And what Mr. Young has been able to do is to leverage a opening. He has been able to take what, in the medical profession, I suppose they will take a forceps or a clamp or jaws, and they will open a rib cage, and you see the beating heart of this case and literally the vital organs of Google. And that a woman suffers multiple fractures, multiple bruising and contusion as the result of Google dispensing to her directions that they, as far as I know, could have known. I don't say they did, but they could have known the directions they gave her were eventually going to get her run over by a truck or lead her out onto a freeway where she would be hit and dragged for miles. I don't know.
All right, well, then you're getting into some speculation here. 877-876-PHIL. So you just don't think... You're just talking about... what? What are you...
Bill, what I'm saying, I think I said it several times. I believe in justice, and I want her to get justice. And I want Alan Young, I want us to get justice. I want lawyers to get justice. As I said, I'd love to sue Walmart, but how? And Alan Young has this drop into his lap.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Sandy in Tucson, Arizona. Sandy, listening to us on KJLL. Go ahead, Sandy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I wonder if this woman has her full mental capacity or is she lacking in some way, because it seems to me that she's not using any common sense. If the street is busy and unsafe, why would you cross it? That's ridiculous. These lawsuits have to stop. This is the same as the woman with McDonald's who had the hot coffee.
The hot coffee lawsuit. You don't allow someone to carry into their automobile a liquid that is potentially scarring, that could scar you right down to the bone.
People
that
do
is
it
a safety.
Really?
Where do you do it in your life? Where do you do it in your life? In your life, where do you do that?
Where do you do that in your life? To damage them.
So you don't
buy
coffee then.
You need to stop talking and let me.
Walmart is giving everything to me, and
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm hanging up.
I would love to sue Walmart. I would love to sue Walmart.
But nobody's asking you about Walmart. No one's asking you about Walmart. They're asking you about Google, okay?
That woman said to me that she would take a cup of scalding hot coffee and gladly put it between her thighs, as that elderly woman did in that case, that much-celebrated case back in the 1990s. Now, you know that that woman was very badly injured by that scalding hot coffee.
No, I don't want to fight that lawsuit all over again, okay? I understand what you're saying. It's a very dangerous thing to dispense a potentially dangerous liquid.
But that, you heard what that woman said. She would put it between her thighs. I'll bet she would. And I'm sorry that I have to go there. And
I'd rather that you not. I'd rather that we keep this on the up and up.
Well, I heard the way she was remarking to me, calling me mentally ill. And she was also referring to the mental well-being of the woman involved in the lawsuit.
877-876-PHIL. Let's take another phone call here. We have in Bloomfield, Michigan, on listening to us on WTDW. It's Matt. Hello, Matt. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Good to be here. Now, this is outrageous. Listen to this. I mean, what are we going to do now? If a police officer gives us directions and we get injured on the way, or if we open up the yellow book and we find an address and a telephone number, are we going to sue the businesses if we
what
get injured
yellow
on
book?
The way there? Are we going to sue every
no, of course
state
not.
And local municipality?
What is the yellow book?
If we read the directions on the street signs, are we going to start suing taxpayers now? I mean, pull the lever on the side of this guy's head.
No, I'm not. I'm asking about, I'm talking to you about, if you look at Microsoft, who's ever sued Microsoft? No one. Who's ever sued Walmart? Last year, and this gentleman's name is what, Bill?
Matt.
Matt, last year I went to a Walmart in San Diego, California on Black Friday, and I stood there and I looked at the crowd of people as they waited to get into the store, remembering that 2 years ago, you know what happened in the state of New York. There was a, I believe, at least one death, and there were multiple injuries, and there was a great security risk. I even stood there and said, hey, and pushing, just to see. Nothing happens. You got a lawyer in New York. You got a lawyer here in Google. And where is the justice there?
Well, where's the justice? Why don't we file a class action lawsuit against attorneys that give us direction to file frivolous lawsuits? And while we're on the way to file a lawsuit, we get hurt. We're gonna sue the scales and fork tongue out of you.
No legal basis for it. There's no legal basis for that. Believe me, I tell you, if there was, I'd leave the lawyer.
How easy is it for you to slip on your suit over the scales in the morning when you get up?
Well, sir, you're looking at this as a novice, as a layman. You're not looking at it as a lawyer. And I'm just simply saying to you that if I'm standing in a line at Walmart and there are hundreds of people looking to get inside, and I even push somebody and try to get a riot started, and nothing starts, do you think that's just? That's my question.
Of course it's unjust. It's socially unjust. And you know what?
Just that the riot didn't start.
Not that the riot didn't start.
The scales off your skin.
Scales. You've said that twice. Sharks don't have scales. So you've sort of blown that reference, haven't you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Guess he has. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to I believe it's Lance in Alaska. Go ahead, Lance. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. How you doing? Hey, I've got a bad connection.
He was setting himself up for that shark joke, and he never was able to say it.
I can't hear the caller, Darren, if you don't mind.
I just want to say that man was setting himself up for that shark joke, and he didn't realize that sharks don't have scales.
That's right. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, I've got a bad connection, so I'm going to make my question quick here, but I've only heard two things so far. The first one was is that the only injustice was that all the other lawyers weren't in on this case.
No. Wrong.
All I hear is that we're going to go after Google because they've got a lot of money. When are we going to allow society to be held accountable for their own actions?
Absolutely. I agree with what you said. But Google is a part of society as well, as well as Walmart, as well as Microsoft, as well as Yahoo. Are they not a part of society? I'm just saying, I don't know what you do, Lance, for a living, but whatever it is, I'm sure you admire the work of anyone that is in your line of work that's good. Maybe your own work, maybe others. I admire the work of lawyers that have been able to put their foot in the door and open that door.
So you can sue Google. That's what you're talking about.
So if I were a young man who just bought a vehicle, got in a car accident, flew through the windshield because I didn't like the seatbelts in there, horribly maimed myself, I should go after GM.
I would think that if you flew through a windshield, yes, of course you'd go after GM. You don't buy an automobile to fly through a windshield. Do you buy an automobile just so you can put your face through a windshield?
So are you saying I chose not to put my seatbelt on?
Did you buy that automobile in order for your face to go through the windshield? Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. You bought that automobile to take you from one place to the next. And the next thing you know, your face has gone through a windshield. Of course I'd sue GM.
But he did not use the product as it is supposed to be used. He used the product wrong.
What do you mean?
He didn't put on his seatbelt. If you do not use the product correctly...
All right, and how did this woman not use the Google product correctly? She followed the direction?
No, but she didn't. She didn't look both ways.
No, there's nothing on the direction that says look both ways. It says go down the street, turn here. You guys laugh, and yet if I could join the team that's filing this lawsuit as a gopher, as a clerk, I would. And at the end of the day, I'd have a bigger payday than either one of you two. And then what would you say?
I'd say that's about the way life goes. You got a big payday. This guy's laughing, you know, because what you're saying, Darren, is essentially this. There's no individual responsibility.
I never said anything of the sort. You're asking me what was the significance of this lawsuit. I said it's because Google, someone has finally gotten their mud hooks into Google. Why is that not significant?
Because it's got nothing to do with a woman who was walking down a street using the directions given to her by Google.
Google didn't tell her to look both. This guy's laughing. Google didn't tell her to look both ways, did it?
Is it supposed to?
We're testing the merits of the... What do you find so funny, sir? I'll bet you if this was...
You know, we're raised...
If this was your grandmother...
Ways. Google's not our parents. They didn't raise us. They didn't tell us what was right and wrong.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Darren?
I hate...
What do you hate?
I don't like that people won't listen. Did Google tell you to look both ways?
Google doesn't have to tell me to look both ways. The tradition of giving directions in this country, if I stopped at the very first time anybody ever got directions in this country, as far as I know, is when the guy stopped at the gas station, like my dad used to do, and say, can you tell me where so-and-so is?
Oh, here we go with Old Home Week.
What do you mean, Old Home Week?
What is this? What's the relevance?
Nobody at the gas station, whenever my old man stopped to get directions, said, oh, make sure you stop for the red light.
Was your old man an idiot?
All right, Lance, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Why does a guy have to say stop for the red light?
Well.
Yeah. See? You think that Google should put down there, look both ways?
No, I don't. I don't understand. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. I don't really know what it was. Anyway, how much would your employer have to pay you to lose weight, huh? More of your phone calls, too, on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and online at philhenryshow.com, where you can watch live streaming video and listen to the audio of the show right now. That's right, right now. Go there now. Get a backstage pass. Listen to all the archives, 2000 and 2001. If you're not yet a backstage pass member, you don't really know the significance. If you've just discovered our show, you probably don't know the significance of the finding these hours from the years 2000 and 2001 were really significant. We've been in national syndication since 1999, and we had all of our material except those, except that 1 year, 2001, and part of 2000. So in any event, we have found, and when I say it was lost, I don't mean lost like the lost honeymooners tape. I mean, it was lost. and it was found.
Where'd you find it?
I found it like in our garage or something. I think I found it in our storage in the studio here.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't know that 2000 was missing, did you?
Yeah, he did.
I did. I mean, I even put something on our website. Anyway, so we've got it, and so it's going to be like 700 man hours to upload this. You got to understand one thing about our website. We've got the largest collection of radio shows from one show. I mean, this is the Phil Henry Show, and these shows are valuable because they're, well, how do I put it, funny in a contemporary way. You know, it's not like, this is not the Bickersons or Jack Benny. I mean, it's a show from contemporary times. So in any event, go to philhenryshow.com, check it out, get a BSP, and then come on back. We want to talk about Al Gore and Tipper being separated, I guess. They separated 40 years. He met a lot of girls there at Current TV. I guess he wants to see if he can test, you know, the waters. I don't know. I don't know what the story is. But just one little aside, Bill Maher's joke about if Obama were a real black president, he'd have a gun. And see, he's not a racist, and that's the thing that people don't get. He's just, Bill, that wasn't a good joke, Bill. You're a lame ass. When you stick to the progressive point of view all the time, over and over and over again, and you feel like, well, I better come up with some anti-Obama material or something that makes me look like I'm a free thinker, and that's as good as it gets. That's a line that Michael Moore used after the attacks of 9/11 when he said, if they had more brothers on the plane, those guys never would have jacked those planes. And it wasn't funny then. Anyway, here's Maher. I'll bet you people peed themselves laughing at this. Otherwise, they wouldn't get tickets to the next show. But anyway, here it is.
I thought when we elected a black president, we were going to get a black president. You know, this is where I want a real black president. I want him in a meeting with the BP CEOs, you know, where he lifts up his shirt so they can see the gun in his pants. We got a problem here, you know, and... Yeah. Shoot somebody in the foot.
I'll tell you what, if we got a Jew comic, we got a good Jew comic with Bill Maher. So,
oh, man, you're going to get in trouble for that.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is.
No, why?
Because you said Jew comic.
Yeah, so what?
Well, you can't get away with that.
I just did get away with it. Good Jew comic. Good Jew comic there, Bill.
I thought when we elected a black president...
Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Talk about your stereotypes. Talk about your stereotype. Of course, I'm Irish Catholic, and we're funny, too. What was it that Harry Shearer said to us? He was on a show, and he said that when he went to work for Second City, Lauren Michaels said to him, usually I don't do the New York Jew thing. He said, I usually do the Chicago Irish Catholic thing. And I don't know whether he was talking about oral sex, whether he was...
I thought when we elected a black president...
877-876-PHIL. All right, now, Alan Kipper Gore...
Seriously.
Will you quit worrying about it, okay?
Why is he going to get in trouble, man, when he said that? On account of the black? Because the Jews run the entertainment business.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Man, that's a stereotype. No.
You're an idiot, you know that? Because the Jews run the entertainment business. So I'm going to get fired, huh? Is that it? Fired from what? I work for myself.
Ain't you a Jew?
Not yet. Ain't you a Jew? Get out of here. Al and Tipper Gore, married 40 years, they finally call it quits on this. They can't stand it any longer. There ain't nothing more to promote. There's no presidential campaign. There's no Nobel Prize. There's no nothing, man. They're in the house together staring at each other. Al's tried to get out of the house. He's tried to, you know, do the rounds, talking about global warming. He's just not going to work. He ain't got nothing more to say. So he's got to come home, and they stare at each other. And Tipper, she wants to go out and I don't know what she's doing. You know, she wants to ski. She wants to learn how to work on Jeeps. Who knows? Maybe the two of them want to, well, be intimate with others. I don't know. But anyway, the former vice president and his wife, Tipper, are separating after 40 years. Now, as it was just pointed out to me by Jason Rantz, he's right, man. It doesn't mean that they're getting a divorce.
Yeah, well, they said they're separate, though.
That's fine. It doesn't mean they're getting a divorce. A lot of people separate.
Yeah, you know that.
How do they do that?
A lot of people separate, Bud, and they never get divorces.
Well, yeah, but why?
So they can just kind of get away from each other and figure out what it is they really want in this world. Some people divorce. just to see what it is they really want in this world, and they wind up getting back together with the person they just divorced.
Boy, that's the stupidest thing what I ever heard.
Well, it may be, bud, but, you know, I don't think it's the stupidest thing you ever heard, because a guy like you, you hear a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah, working on this show.
Oh, man, that's a cold shot.
You know what? Never mind. Gore spokesman Kathy Kreider confirmed the statement. Anyway, they've separated. And that's just all there is to it. It's kind of a drag, but the one thing that was in this story at least twice was the fact that they shared a long, lingering kiss at the 2004. Was it the 2000? Where was it? It was a long, lingering kiss at some convention. Might have been 96 or something. Anyway, it was a long, lingering, wet, sloppy. No, it wasn't. And it gave everybody the impression that, and, you know, and while Clinton was involved with the intern, the Gores were considered to be the state of the art. They were considered to be a good marriage. And when Clinton was, you know, the whole thing was going to hell in a handcart, there were the Gores. Now, guess what? The Clintons are still married, and these cats are separating. Were the Clintons ever separated?
They ever separate?
Were they ever separated?
Well, I'd have to check on it.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it.
I don't know if he ever moved out or not. So that's that, man, and that was the big story. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's a drag, but it happens. But, you know, 40 years with the same woman, wow, I bet you he's going to cry himself to sleep. He's going to cry. He'll wipe his tears off, like on the underwear of whoever he's sleeping with. But we'll be back here. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Jay Santos, and the A-Team movie coming up next.
Phil Henry.
You're going to get in